probably apply.
Mm-hmm. And after he plowed it, what would he
harrow it?
Mm-hmm. Now, what would he harrow it with?
A section harrow.
Is that one with teeth? Mm-hmm. Or? Mm-hmm. Now, when he plowed it, what would you call the ditch that the plow cut?
Furrow.
Mm-hmm. And then, what else would he do after he harrowed it? Would this be clear ground around here? Would it have rocks or stones in it? Or?
Well, if it's in the bottom here, it probably wouldn't have any stone or rock, but if he was, up on the higher ground, he'd probably get quite a few rock in it.
Mm-hmm. And would these be taken off? What would he do? Use a wagon for those or truck?
Well, usually there's not, too many of those. They just go ahead and.
Mm-hmm. Do they have anything around here they call a stone boat?
No. What do they call that?
I remember as a boy in Michigan that was largely a New England settlement, I guess. But they had stone boats there, just great big old sleds. And they roll these big old boulders on them and pull them off the field.
Yeah.
Sort of make their own land.
Is that light hot on you over there?
No, not a bit.
Huh?
Not a bit.
We'll turn it down a little if you want to.
You might not light. Be able to see the light there. Don't turn it off all
the
way.
Well, that's all right.
Can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
I know that. I sat there lots of time and that heaps.
And after it was harrowed, then what would he do?
He started laying off rows.
Mm-hmm. What for?
Planting.
Mm-hmm. And if he put in whole wheat, for example, what would good yield be, probably?
You got me there on wheat.
What about corn?
A good yield on corn?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'd say 40 or 50 bushel an acre.
Mm-hmm. And this?
Well,
I'm not worried about this. I'm just worried about scattering all this graphite on your leg.
Well, it won't hurt,
If it gets shorted over here, its sparks might come out over there.
Yeah.
And then you'd say, the man this year has wheat for his crop, or?
I don't know about that.
In the hay meadows here, how many times can the hay be harvested?
Usually twice.
Any special terms for these different times?
Well, terms. They usually say two cuttings.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually in the spring and then the late fall.
Mm-hmm. Then in the spring they get what? Their first cutting?
First cutting.
And in the fall they get their
second cutting.
That's all I've ever gotten for that. I don't expect much more, but there's a Pennsylvania term, rowing, for the second
rowing.
Cutting.
Uh-huh.
Or aftermath, another term that's used for that. How was wheat harvested when you were a young boy? Was it combined then? Or did they raise wheat down here to speak of?
They don't raise any wheat here.
Well,